share with you actually something that was given to me this morning. It's striving to live perfect in an imperfect world. Striving to live perfect in an imperfect world. And when we're looking at perfection, I want you to think of perfection in light of Jesus, okay? And so our perfection obviously is going to come through Him. We're not talking about flawless flesh. That's an oxymoron. There is no flawless flesh, okay? And when you think about the nation of Israel, this is what God was looking for when He separated the nation of Israel from all other nations of the earth. He was looking for a separated people, a people who would live by God's standard. And perfection's measured by God's standard, not by the standards of men. And so He's looking for people who would live by God's standard. And so God gave the standard as what we commonly know as the law of Moses. And also the prophets and the Psalms are incorporated into that. And so Israel has this to live by all these years, all the way up to Jesus, starting with the law of Moses. But Israel couldn't break away from the world, from the other nations. They wanted to measure themselves not by God's standard, not by Jesus, but they wanted to measure themselves by the world standard. And so to them, what they perceived to be the perfect life is doing what these other nations are doing, even to the point of following other gods, worshiping other gods, and the hideous sacrifices and all that they've done, thinking that's the way to go. So they're not striving for perfection, not by God's standard. And here's what happens when you don't strive for perfection by God's standard. You set your own standard and you call that perfection. Well, if I do this, that'll be enough. And the truth of the matter is, it's a deception. In Matthew 19, I think it's verse 21, where Jesus was dealing with the young man, the rich young man, who's asking him what he needs to get eternal life, and Jesus tells him about keeping the commandments, and he says he's done all this. In verse 21, Jesus says, go and sell. If you want to be perfect, is the way he said, if you want to be perfect, go sell all that you have and give it to the poor and come follow me. And it says the young man went away sad. Now, what Jesus was saying, if you want to get to that place of perfection with God, remove anything between you and God. That's all he's saying. Anything that is standing between you and God, get it out of the way, or you're never going to get to that place to where you measure up to God's standard. And we're talking about perfection. Again, I reiterate, I'm talking about God's standard. Okay? And people today are wanting to live what they consider to be a perfect life, but God doesn't consider it to be that way. And so when you look down through the years, men develop their own systems. God is saying to us, come out of those systems. You'll never reach the perfection, the standard of God, by following the ways of religion, because religion is something made by man. It's not ordained by God. And so when you look at religion, which it has all different segments, and then you look at the various denominations that even the heathens have, okay? When you look at all this, it's man, this one sets this standard. If you do this, then everything's going to be all right. God will be happy with you. Another one says, no, if you do this, everything will be all right. Another one says something totally different. Well, who do you believe? You abandon what men say and you go with what God says. God has already set the standard. With Israel, it was the law of Moses. The standard that God has set for the church today is Jesus Christ. And so if we're going to get to that place of perfection or completeness, it's going to be following the standard that God has set. Everything has to be in Jesus. Jesus has to be the focal point of everything. We want to start there by saying, I believe in Jesus, and get saved. But as we stated this morning, there is a difference between an identification and a nature. And a lot of people who identify with Jesus never follow the standard of God because there's not a desire to follow the standard of God. And without the nature of God, you don't have the desire of God. But when God's nature comes in you, God's desire comes in you. And through God's desire, we start pressing, as Paul would say, toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. And so God has ordained that the body of Christ today fulfill the role that Israel was fulfilling in the Old Testament. I want you to be the standard to the world, distinctly different from the world. I want the world to see right, not good, not bad. They see good, they see bad. I want the world to see right. And God is the only one who can determine right. You understand, the tree of the knowledge was knowledge of good and evil, not right. What's right is what God says. You follow that, okay? So you have to distinguish between good and right. And so when we get the nature of God in us, there's a desire to do right. Now, he tells us how this is accomplished. Obviously, we get the nature of God through the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is God. And so God's Spirit coming in our spirit, this is what brings about a new creation in Christ Jesus. Identification is not the same as new creation. A new creation occurs when the Spirit of God comes in you and you have a nature change. Then immediately, the old things pass away. All things become new. Nature, inside. You with me? Now you can actually realize the standard of God. And so in Romans 12:2, he tells us not to be conformed to the standard of the age. You understand? And from one age to another age, standards can change. But he says, I don't want you to conform to the standard of the age, but I want you to be transformed. And the only way that can occur is through the renewing of the mind. And the way the mind is renewed is through the Word of God, to where you get the mind not thinking like the world, but the mind thinking like the nature, thinking like God. And Paul said, we have the mind of Christ. We've got to get the mind of Christ active on the inside of us. And so it'll manifest on the outside of us. When Jesus said we're the light of the world, he's not just talking about shining a light. He's talking about we're the only true illumination of God the world has. the world should be able to look at us and see the truth of perfection, the truth of the standard of God. This is what God requires. But if you look at the modern day church today, the world don't see things much different than them as far as the principles that the church operates with. And God's wanting us to operate with the principles of God. That's all based on faith. We believe the Word and we act on the Word. I've never seen an angel, but I believe in angels, that they're angels, because the Word teaches us that they're ministering spirits sent to minister for heirs of salvation. I've never seen one, but I believe in them. I've never seen God, as the song says, but I believe in Him. I've seen the works of God. And we're learning things about the ways of God. And that's what this is all about. There's a lot of things I haven't seen. I didn't see the Holy Spirit come in me, but I experienced the reality of what occurred after He did. And I can tell you that there was a distinct difference between before and after, and it happened in just a few seconds' time. What is it? Nature change. And with that comes a desire change. Now you desire to do what's right in the sight of God, not to please people. And this is the thing that concerns me about ministry. Ministry has been so bent on pleasing the people that it has not pleased God. It's not done right by God. Instead of striving for perfection in the eyes of God in this imperfect world, we're trying to get the people to tell us if we're doing right or we're not doing right. And they're not capable. The only one that can tell you if you're doing right is God, and God will do that through your conscience, through His Spirit on the inside of you, speaking to you, and by the Word. I can look at the Word of God, and if I'm in violation of the Word of God, I'm not doing right. I don't care how many people it pleases. If it's not right by the Word, then it's not right by God. We talked about Ephesians, the fourth chapter, this morning. You know, there in the 12th verse, how we're to grow up into God's standard. And that standard, again, is Jesus. We're to grow up in Jesus to where we act like He acted when He walked on earth. You know, that was the thing that the religious people noticed about Jesus' apostles after Jesus had been crucified, resurrected, and ascended. You know, when Peter and John were called on the carpet for healing the crippled man. Now, their thought was, these guys are ignorant. In other words, they're not educated in our seminary. But it says they took notice they'd been with Jesus. There was something different about them that stood out. They're operating like Jesus did. These guys are using the name of Jesus and getting the results that Jesus got. Now, what's that doing? It's illuminating truth to the community they're in. This is the truth. The Word of God goes forth and God confirms it with the signs following. That's the truth. And so the body of Christ is to be revealing truth to the world. This is the standard. But people chose to follow the ways of men and let men set the standard so they can never get to that perfect state. Because the only way we get to perfection is in Jesus. Read Ephesians. It's all in Christ. You understand? And so I can work myself silly, so to speak, and work day and night. You read the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. You can give all your goods to the poor. You can give your body to be burned. You can prophesy. You can do all these other things. But without the love of God dominating your heart and having you to go the right way, God's way, He says you're just making a loud noise. It's futile. And the church has made a loud noise for years without getting the work of God accomplished here on earth. And God's wanting us to set the pace, set the standard, to dare to be different. You understand? Israel, they didn't want to be different. When they chose to be different, they excelled, and the people around them took notice, and they operated with dominion. But when they chose to follow the ways of men, they declined. Other people exercised power over them. They experienced oppression and a poor economy, if I can say it that way. Okay? Now, you would think after a few times you'd catch on, wouldn't you? But you look at the history of Israel. Look at the period of years, like 430 years of judges. Israel walks away from God, not being the standard that God wanted them to be. What happened? The enemy oppressed them. In their oppression, they cry out to God. And God, in His mercy, sends a deliverer. As long as that deliverer, that judge, is living, they're doing right, they're following right ways. And then when he dies, they revert back to old lifestyle. Oppressed, they cry out, God delivers. Oppressed, they cry out, God delivers. That's the history of Israel all the way through the book of Judges. Refusing to follow the standard of God. They did not strive to live perfect in that imperfect world. Well, we want to be like everybody else. We want a king. God was saying, I'm your king. No, that's not good enough. And see, here's the thing today. Jesus Christ is the Lord. But isn't it amazing how rather than to want Jesus to be our Lord, we'd rather have a man telling us what to do. Preachers. We go to the pastor. We go to the bishop. We'll go to this. We'll go to our celebrity preacher. Whatever. We don't want Jesus Lord of our life. We want these people to rule over us. That's not striving for perfection. That's checking up short of perfection. The only perfection that you'll ever find is going to be in Jesus. He's the only flawless one. He is our completion. He's the Alpha and Omega. You understand? Not only is He the beginning, but He's also the end of all things. And so if we're going to be complete, it'll have to be in Him. Now, that means we have to go against the grain. You ever heard the phrase, just go with the flow? Don't rock the boat. Well, you're not going to please God if you're not a boat rocker. You're not going to please God going with the flow. I can tell you garbage floats downstream. You with me? No, we're going to have to dare to be different. We have to be like the salmon that swim upstream against the current. You with me? And I'm telling you that what the standard that God has set is against the current. It's against the flow. That means that if you are going to please God, there is resistance. The people don't want resistance. Do you know you can't develop your muscles without resistance? You don't excel in anything without resistance. Even in education, there's resistance. You have to pass the test. You understand? There's resistance in our life. But when it comes to God, it means that we have to resist the way of the world. But the church says, I want to be accepted by the world. But the body of Christ is not saying that. The body of Christ is saying, I want to be a light to the world. I want to set the standard, not let the world set the standard. I want to show you the true standard. I want to show you Jesus Christ. I want to show you a kingdom of power. And that power is exercised by love. That means that power is not abusive. That power will be used to look out after your best interest. God says, strive for this perfection. You understand? Labor to get there. Labor to enter into the rest, right? You know what the labor is? You have to work hard to get through the world. You understand? All the teachings of the world, the doctrines of religion and all that, man, you got to work hard to get that stuff out of your thinking. And you think 10, 15, 20 years down the road, you got it out, and you'll hit something, and you'll think, I didn't know I was that religious. And people who think they've been delivered from religion are religious today because they're not doing it God's way. God's way. The Word, the Spirit. And Jesus Christ is always the focus. You understand the Holy Spirit testifies about Jesus, not about Himself. He's going to take you to Jesus. But you have to follow His lead or you won't get there. And that's why too many people haven't matured in the Lord. They haven't followed the lead of the Holy Spirit. They've been listening to the crowd. The crowd crucified Jesus. You don't want mob rule. Mob rule is always wrong. It's out of order. You hear the voice of God. This is the way. Walk in it. This is the way. Walk in it. I'm going to tell you, in the years I've been in ministry, and I'm talking about some good friends, well, they meant well. But if I had followed their suggestions, I would have missed God. You understand? And I love the people, and they weren't bad people. They just hooked into systems. And they're trying to follow the way of the system, which is not the way of God. And then they think, you're the crazy one because you don't do this. And I'm telling you, we have to establish the fact that to please God, we'll have to commit political suicide. I want you to think about that. I'm going to please God, but I know it's going to cost me climbing the ladder of religion. It's going to cost me this position and this position. But they're temporary. And the city I'm looking for is not located on earth. I'm like Abraham. I'm looking for a city who's with foundation, solid, whose builder and maker is God. You follow me? But in order to get to that place, I can't be looking out. You have to constantly be looking up. You have to constantly keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. If I want to get there, guess what? It'll be in Him. I can't do it independently of Him. There is no system that's going to take you to the Father. There's only a person who can get you there. And so He's saying, I want you to strive for perfection. Yes, the world is imperfect, but perfection is not impossible. Because perfection has already been obtained by Jesus. All you need to do is press through and stay in. Get in and stay in Him. How many times has Ephesians use the phrase in Him, in Christ, in whom. You get there. Everything, all things that pertain to life and godliness is in Him. It's in Him we live and move and have our being. Do you see that? Okay. So is it possible to get perfection in an imperfect world? It is when you don't let the world set the standard of perfection. When you realize that perfection is walking with Jesus. Walking with Jesus. Complete in Him. Being led by the Spirit of God. Now you have to strive to get there. You think of the illustration in the fourth chapter of Hebrews, referring to Joshua and Israel, how Joshua led them into the promised land. Now, here's what God said about that land. You'll dwell in houses you didn't build. You'll eat crops that you didn't plant. You understand? In other words, I'm going to send you to a land of rest. But do you know they had to labor to get to that rest? They had to face the enemy head on. But note this, they had to do it God's way. Jericho was unorthodox. You understand? But by doing it God's way, first city they took in the promised land, Jericho. Getting deeper into the rest now. You get in here. Now God said, you leave the stuff alone, this is mine. First fruit's mine. Now he could got in trouble because he didn't listen. But then they go and they start conquering the promised land one city at a time. Afterwards, God says, all right, I'll give you stuff. Stuff that you didn't work for. I'm going to give you the stuff. Get into that rest. But then he goes on to tell us in that fourth chapter of Hebrews, that's not the rest God was talking about. The ultimate rest is in Jesus. Labor to get there. We've got to work through the flesh to where the flesh no longer dominates. You don't let your reasoning dominate you. You don't let your senses dominate you. You don't let what people around you are saying dominate you. You don't let systems dominate you. Believe me, that's work. That's a fight. The good fight of faith. You understand? You have to believe God and fight through all the unbelief. You with me? Doubt and unbelief keeps you from getting into that rest. And the perfection is in the rest. It's in Jesus. When you get to the point that you're just relaxed in the Lord, this is God's. He'll take care of it. He'll tell me what I'm to do. I'll do what I'm supposed to, and He'll do what I can't do. And through this cooperative effort, we're going to accomplish what God wants accomplished. Okay? And so I'm realizing my perfection's in Him. Not in my performance, but in my striving to get into Him. Renewing my mind to where I'm not thinking like other people think. I hope you can understand this statement because it could sound egotistical and I don't mean it that way. But thank God I don't think like other people think. And it saved me a whole lot of heartache. And it kept me from getting tripped up in a lot of ways because I don't think like other people and I don't want to think like they think. Thank God for delivering me from religious mindset and following the systems of the world and or trying to develop your own religious system. Yeah, you understand you have to fight that. When you found something, you start a church, you start a Bible college, you have to resist getting a system. People say, well, do this, mother church, daughter church. No. I'm not interested in that stuff. I'm interested in the Word of God going out and Jesus being the Lord. Are you with me? The other is nothing but pride. It'll trip you up and it'll keep you from getting to the point that God wants to take you. Strive for perfection. It's an imperfect world. There's a lot of opposition. There's a lot of resistance. But you overcome in Jesus. That's how you overcome the world. Jesus has overcome the world. We overcome the world in Jesus. So we strive to get there and stay there. And there's always stuff trying to pull you away. Trying to pull you away. Trying to get you to think like the world thinks. Ah, that won't work. You know. Well, that worked for them. I had a minister to tell me, well, that worked for Moses, but it won't work for us. How dumb can you be? No, you do it God's way, it'll work. I don't care who you are, what generation it is, what your ethnic group is, what continent you own. You do it God's way and it'll work. And you get to that place that God wants to take you. We get into the rest. Resting in Him. Enjoying the presence of God. Not wishing His presence would come. It's an amazing thing. People want to get in the presence of God and don't understand that it's as simple as changing your thinking and doing it God's way. Listen, if the Spirit of God lives in me, the presence of God is there. It's just a matter of me going from the outside to the inside where God lives. Get in another dimension. Get out of the dimension, this three-dimensional world thinking. Start thinking like God thinks. Listen to the Spirit. That was the key to Jesus' success. How could He walk the earth sinless? He stayed focused. Did He meet resistance? We can't imagine the resistance He met. But He never yielded to peer pressure. He never yielded to family pressure. He never yielded to friends' pressure. He never yielded to religious pressure. He set His face like flint and did it God's way. And look at what it got Him. What if we do it God's way? Victory certain. We arrive where God wants us, in that perfect state in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's the message. Strive. You know what that means? You put forth effort. You do whatever it takes. You bow your back, you bend in, and you refuse to give up until you get where God wants you to be. Settled in Jesus, doing what God's ordained for you to do. Amen? That's the message. Lord, I thank You that You bless us indeed. You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make Your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up Your countenance upon us and You give us peace. So Lord, we invite You to rise up, let Your enemies be scattered, and those who hate You be before You. You guys have a